Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and we've got Larry on his phone down there in the great Southland. How you doing there, Larry?
Talking on this telephone from way down south.
Yeah, it's amazing. Before we get going, I got an email from a friend of mine, and I want to get into a little bit of scripture because he asked a question about this. It's Luke 13:23 through 25, quoting from the King James. Then said one unto him, Lord, meaning Jesus, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Very deadly verses of scripture. But what I wanted to point out, and I'll get to it here, and I got one more verse, King James Version. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares, for as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Well, the question becomes obvious then, when does one stand before the Son of Man? And the answer is found right there in Matthew 7. I don't want to get into all that, but then I wanted to do a quick, I guess what you could call it, word study, Strong's, for the word seek. And it means to worship God. In other words, these people worship the Lord, and they are the faith and belief crowd. They worship God. They go to church. They pay their tithes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They seek to enter in, but they're not able. Jesus said, why aren't they able? Well, because you have to compare it to the word strive. What did Jesus say? Strive to enter in. So anyway, the word strive is very, very interesting. It means to struggle, literally, to compete for a prize, figuratively, to contend with an adversary. That's the same word that Jesus uses in the book of Revelation. To the seven letters, to the seven churches. Overcome means the same thing. Contend with an adversary, to endeavor to accomplish something, to fight, to labor fervently, and to strive. And, of course, this has all been just denied. It's not in any modern-day Christian theology. They've eliminated it, just like Peter said they would eliminate it. They have taken it away. They've said, no, there is no such thing. That's all a work. Well, I get these nasty emails, and my answer to all of them, if you want to go to hell, just continue on the path you're on. Jesus made it abundantly clear. that if you did not do what he told you to do, you were not going to be able to stand in the day of judgment. You would be lost. You will go to eternal ruin. Those are not my words. It's not Stu Best theology. It's the theology of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, that Satan and his minions, the angels of light that now dominate Christian theology, they're the ones who have redacted the real truth of salvation. I know a lot of people can't handle it. They don't believe it, but that's okay. Your blood's not on my hands. I've told you over and over and over again, if you will not believe what the Bible says, I'm not sure why you're even practicing Christianity or why you're even bothering to go to a church. For what? Jesus said your worship is in vain. It's all vanity. Doesn't mean anything. So either you do what Jesus said to do or you're dead in your sins. And that's the bottom line of it. Doesn't matter to me whether you believe it or don't believe it. I get these very nasty emails from people who are absolutely stupid, in my mind. They never come up with any scripture. They just make a bold statement. Well, you're just an anathema to the church. You're just a liar. You're just an antichrist. Satan is your God. That kind of stuff. I've been getting that for the last 30 years. I'll stand by what Jesus Christ himself said. Take it or leave it. Like I said on the Art Bell Show many, many years ago, Jesus Christ did not come down here with a pair of Uzis on his hips saying, either believe it or I'm going to kill all of you. He didn't say that. He laid it out. He told you what it was and how it worked. And you can take it or you can leave it. If you take it and you do what Jesus Christ said, you enter into heaven. If you refuse it and don't do what Jesus Christ said, you enter into hell. It's very, very simple. There is no argument to it as to what Jesus actually said. And that's as far as I want to go with it tonight. Larry, let's go to this one. Caught big time. Election data log files exposed repeated criminal vote theft. They are busted. What is this about? I know you've been following this.
Well, I don't. That's when I forwarded to you and you read it. I was working from the Hal Turner Post.
Mm-hmm. What does he have to say about that?
Well, interestingly, here's the headline on Hal's post, and I know a lot of times people don't like me to use Hal Turner's information because they don't believe it's real. But anyway, it says, voter software company Dominion whistleblower comes forward. And matter of fact, it turns out so far I've heard there's three whistleblowers. They claim the software changed 38 million votes, a stolen election. Matter of fact, on Lou Dobbs a few minutes ago, I saw one of the Dominion workers that was whistleblowing on his show with her attorney there. And she says votes were changed, you know, just multiple times. And they would take and I'm just saying what she said. I'm not saying this happened. Probably did, but I'm not saying that. she said they would, every time they grabbed a vote, they wouldn't even check it. They just started scanning them, you know, they'd scan it in, but then they wouldn't release it and put it in a pile. They kept scanning the same votes over and over and over and over and over and over and over. You talk about a corrupt election, it's nationwide, basically, Stuart.
Yeah, I don't know if the American people are going to wake up to any of this because of, you know, it. And this Dominion software, as I understand it, is CIA. And it was all done by the CIA using Dominion software. This is from Natural News. Using Dominion software system that allows for remote, real-time theft of elections, which is why all the swing states simultaneously shut down their vote counting so they could rig it from that point forward. All the evidence is now coming out. The Dems are finished. Hundreds of thousands will go to prison. Many will begin to flee the country now. Well, I don't buy that. I don't know if you do, but I don't see anybody on the left going to prison. But the Bible's pretty clear that it's not those on the left that are going to prison. It's those on the right, those that love the Constitution, Bill of Rights, motherhood, apple pie, Thanksgiving at grandma's. Those are the people that the far left has targeted and means to kill. And I'm afraid that this may be the real truth, betrayal by the far left. We have to get back into biblical prophecy and the fourth beast of Daniel. And the only entity so far, anyway, that fulfills what Daniel says is the United Nations. The United Nations is a communist, China-led operation. The World Health Organization, the CDC, all of this Fauci and these people, they're all in it together. It's the biggest scam ever perpetrated upon humanity. It's a witchcraft spell. And just hopefully the people of the world will wake up. I don't know about you, Larry, but I've always thought that the real New World Order doesn't arrive until the arrival. And it's a hybrid form of government, of alien and human government of form. And that's basically what Stan Dale found when he was doing research on the writings of Daniel. Anyway, that's my take. What do you think about this stuff?
Well, I've always kind of said that my feelings were that the New World Order would never solidify, that they would have problems,
yes.
And they would literally fail to bring the earth under control of a human-only government, that, the iron and the clay, that, that combination, the aliens would come, and as I've said before, the most deceived people in the whole planet are the idiots that think that they're going to rule under the aliens, because the aliens don't play well with anybody.
Yeah, why should they? I mean, they're fallen angels. They have tremendous power. According to the Book of Enoch, they're even shapeshifters. So what we're watching now is the implosion of the New World Order as the fight continues and the scam continues, and the people of America and the world basically are mesmerized. Now we're going into the second wave of things. Before we get into that, though, I think we're going to get a betrayal from government. Hal Turner mentioned, and I don't know how much we can see about this because it seemed to be insider contractors, internet down, military police will be using what is called FirstNet. All comms go down. Get thee into silence, basically, is the prophecy against the United States. Get thee into silence. Get thee into darkness, daughter of Babylon. And we are not only Babylon the Great, but we are called the daughter of Babylon as well. Do you have any more information on that, Larry?
Well, his intelligence seems to be coming from within the United States Department of Defense contractors that are talking about plans in motion to shut off public from the internet access. FirstNet is a military private internet that's mentioned in a 10-day scenario with public no internet or cell service. Basically, it's an internet kill switch slated for activation with clandestine FirstNet for military and police to be active in the crisis. So this is a planned event, apparently, and this is what's interesting to me, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion here. Now, I haven't been able to vet it completely, but if you'll remember, some time back, I kept using the name of General Anthony Tata, T-A-T-A.
Yes.
And I've talked about him, and Yahoo News, though, put out a breaking news report this morning early, and this is what it says. It says the retired general, Anthony Tata, and Trump ally, who called Obama a terrorist leader, is taking over the Pentagon's top policy job. Now, Stuart, you know, I had mentioned that Trump suddenly was apparently changing leadership everywhere, including the Pentagon, you know, people resigning from the Department of Defense, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what I wanted to say here was, and mention this, in the time frame we're in, Biden, two times now, during the just before the election, and then also the last couple of days, has mentioned we're going into a dark winter. Nobody seemed to know what that was in reference to. Everybody kept thinking, well, the lights will all go out, or that the fact that there's going to be a takeover, or maybe that's under martial law. Who knows? But, Stuart, and I sent you an image of Anthony Tata, what he looks like, and I sent you also his book, his 2017-2018 novel that he wrote. Guess what the title is by Anthony Tata, the general? The title is, Stuart, Dark Winter.
Yeah, there's something really, really strange going on in government right now. They've never been really for the people of the United States. Your government, the United States government, is for itself, and that's all it's for. When people come into power, this is all goes back to the fallen nature of mankind. That's why nothing ever works. It doesn't matter what kind of a government system you set up, it implodes upon itself because there's something really, really wrong with humanity. That was the message of the Lord Jesus Christ when he came into the matrix. He said, there's something wrong with you people. You're sick. From the top of your head to your toes, you're very ill. You're sick. Well, we didn't want to hear that. You're fallen. You are in a prison house. You have a prison keeper. His name is Satan, that old serpent who deceives the entire world. Well, nobody wants to hear that kind of stuff. So, you know, this is the way it goes. Now, I don't know. I know Esper's gone, and some others went with him, Larry. I don't know exactly what's going to go on, but it seems like Trump is getting ready for maybe a dark winter. And he's organizing the people that are loyal to him, which have not been anybody there in Washington. They hate his guts. They don't like his style. They don't like his unraveling of their new global world order. Trump's concept of a global order is sovereign nations setting up trade. Soros and all these other guys, their operation global is under one roof. The United Nations is the key to the whole thing. In other words, we have one form of government, no sovereign nations. Everybody answers to the UN. This is what's going on right now in America. They're trying to start a major revolution so that when that happens, the blue helmets of the United Nations come in under their charter, Article 7 of their charter, to any threat to the international peace and security. They can come in and take over. That's what you're watching. This is what they're trying to do. Bill Gates and all that stuff. Who is behind all of this COVID scamdemic? And truly, folks,
do your research. This is a total scam operation from start to finish. Anyway, the CDC, Fauci, and all these people, they're all UN. They're all UN operatives. And they are the globalists that want no sovereignty in the nations. They want everything controlled by the United Nations. And they're just simply using COVID to do it. And hopefully, maybe what Trump is up to is going to try to change that, hopefully. But I don't know. What do you think, Larry? Who's going to be arrested if it goes dark? That's the question.
Well, I was watching Lou Dobbs a little earlier, and he was interviewing Rudy Giuliani, and they've literally, and as I said, just before Giuliani was the one of the whistleblowers from Dominion who was just explaining everything she saw and knew. And it is absolutely phenomenal corruption, absolute phenomenal corruption. And Lou Dobbs asked Giuliani, he said, well, what can you tell me about what's the GOP doing and the FBI doing about all of this corruption now that we've found out and have evidence of all of this and signed affidavits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And Giuliani laughed and said, the DOJ and the FBI go after them? Are you kidding me? And he just laughed. He knows that they're not going to go after them.
Yeah, even Trey Gowdy, if I remember, has said similar things.
Yeah, I saw a video earlier where Trey Gowdy was talking to Buck Sexton, and basically they were saying that nobody from the deep state's going to prison. Everybody believing that they will are just, you're being tricked.
Yes. Yeah. So, it's a scam operation. Like I said before, folks, you're watching a stage play. The Bible is your program, Act 1, Act 2, Act 3. And because people have abandoned basically anything the Bible has to say, which is sad, but it's true, they don't know what's going on around them. If they knew who America was and they knew what the prophecies were against her, you'd know exactly where you were. You'd know exactly what's coming down. And this is, it's very, very interesting. Anyway, here's another headline, Larry. Obama deep state ramps up calls for Trump to concede. They're really trying to get Trump to concede. And the reason is they're desperately afraid that if he carries this thing out to the full length, this may go into Congress, and although the Democrats control the House, which selects the president under that sort of thing, the whole of the House does not get to vote on it. One representative from each of the states gets to vote as to who the next president will be. Well, Trump has carried more states, so the Republicans will be the ones who actually select who the next president is going to be. Can you imagine how livid, if this is what happens, the right, or the, and rather the left, is going to be? What do you think about that one, Larry?
Well, I just, I don't think the cool even slow down. They'll go from trying to get around the vote to a literal civil war. They don't care. They cannot stop. They can't pull the plug on this, Stuart, and back up into the shadows and say, well, maybe the next election. They're done. They've gone too far. It's over. They have got to take the country, or they're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I was watching a Van Jones video. I think it was Van Jones. I didn't see the name, but it sure looked like him. And he was talking about how this thing can go into Congress. And he was telling people, well, if it doesn't go our way, basically, we have to take to the streets. But, of course, he adds, you know, we should be peaceful, knowing perfectly well it'll be anything but peaceful. Here's another headline report. Biden transition team absolutely stacked with big tech insiders. So Biden is going to stack everything in favor of big tech, which has been nothing but censorship of any views on the right. So, folks, if I guess all we can say is watch and pray always that that you stand before the Son of Man. That is your only escape. America is going down. Babylon falls. Babylon is fallen. And she deserves what she handed out. And what she handed out, basically, if you read the book of Revelation, chapter 18, she's nuked. God's solution for the United States is, like Larry has said a number of times, if it's broke at the top, you cannot fix it. So God evidently views the United States, its governmental form, is so corrupt and so far gone and so evil that it cannot be fixed. So he nukes it. And we suffer a surprise out of the blue. All of our major cities are destroyed. In an instant of time, in 1 hour, is Babylon fallen. And I think you can take that actually two ways, because 1 hour in the book of Revelation is actually 42 months, 3.5 years. And I think it has to do with the solar eclipse back in 2017. And the next one in 2024, 7 years. And we're going to get nuked. And people can deny it. They can tell Derek, it's not going to happen. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're talking about suddenly all of our major cities being nuked. I thought, wow, Stuart, that's really going to take out a lot of Democrats.
Yes, it will. God does say he's going to rise up and destroy the evil within this nation, a destroying wind against those who rise up against him. And what do we got in America? We have people that are just absolutely evil, satanically controlled. There are state governors, attorney generals. A lot of them in these communist-run states are going to wish they probably had never been born as they climb up through their nuclear radioactive ruins. This is not a joke. Folks, this is what the Bible says, and the Bible is true. Whether people believe it or don't believe it is immaterial. You're going to live through this if we're not removed by the Lord. And a lot of people think they're saved. They aren't. I just read you when we started the show. Not so. They just think they are. They're positive they are, going to the book of Revelation. They're not. Last day church, not saved at all, just thinks they are. They're positive they're going to heaven. They are not. Not going to happen. Tough stuff, but hey, truth is truth. You have to present the truth. I wouldn't dare lie to the people. I know what happens to false prophets. And the Bible says exactly what it says. So anyway, Larry, got anything else you want to bring in real quick before Friday?
Yeah, I can only imagine the next few years really being bad on America. I would certainly rather weather those years with a Trump at the helm than I would with a traitorous Biden.
Yeah, oh, Biden is, the guy's lost. And Harris is even worse. She's probably worse than Hillary. But the folks, I think that they did stack this election. I think the truth is overwhelming they did. The question I have is whether the American people are actually going to buy that this is what happened. In any event, no matter what happens, there is going to be revolution in the United States. There's no question about it. Deep state has been wanting this for a long time. We have to go under martial law, and we have to go under the United Nations. There is no alternative, because that's what prophecy says. So if you want to escape, do what Jesus Christ commanded you do. You will escape. He promised it. But if you won't, you're going to go into this thing, and it's going to be horrific. And it's just too bad all of this had to happen. Friday, we will get into this a lot more, because there's going to be a lot more coming. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Appreciate the update. And folks, heads up. And by the way, shortages are beginning to appear. So whatever you need, go get it now before the truckers strike. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care.